Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips. Like
it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman.
I don't know about you, but I sure loved my dog. I've had dogs all my life. And I always wondered about pet insurance, especially when I got that bill for $8,600 to fix her right rear leg. And then it was followed up with a $5,500 bill for the cancer bladder surgery. If you have a pet, then this show is for you as I look into how to protect one of your most valuable assets, of course, your best friend. But how do you go about it? There's so many choices. There's so many things to think about. I am David Hollander, your host, and this is Protect Your Assets Radio. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. You can always tweet me a question anytime anything comes up, or actually rather email me. Email me is better. questions@pyaradio.com, questions@pyaradio.com. So, yes, for those of you who know, I lost my dear, sweet Olivia this year, and we're looking to get a new dog. And so as you go out there looking for pets, you wonder, is pet insurance really a good investment? What's it all about? How does it work? And then as I started to dig into it, I saw there's over 20 different companies offering this. There's all sorts of reimbursement rates. There's something versus sick and injured. So many questions started to come. I thought, wow, this is expensive. And, well, I love my dog, you know, so how do you protect your most valuable asset, your best friend? How do you figure this out? Well, we're going to get into it today. Stay tuned as I help you take the guesswork out of comparing pet insurance plans as we look at ways to protect your best friend. Now, let's get started. Another tough week on Wall Street. We had the Dow off 1.7%. It's only up 1.8% for the year. S&P off 1.4%. NASDAQ off 1.4%. The EFI index, which has been on a tear lately, is off 2% this week, and oil down 3.7%, closed at $69.26 a barrel. The 10-year treasury relatively flat at 3.74, and bonds just about even for the year to date, up 2.3%. Now, I got the question about inflation. Is it under control? And I don't think so. Because this past week, we had several large central banks around the world echoing what Jay Powell's been talking about. And what is that? Why do I think rates are going to continue to go up because inflation's sticking around? Well, first of all the central banks that have reported these past couple weeks have kept talking about the fact that the interest rates are not bringing down inflation the way they want it, and inflation is their top priority. Second, all these central banks that have been reporting have been saying that inflation remains too high. And third, all three central banks this past week said that more rate hikes in the months ahead are a distinct possibility. So the takeaway from all the June central bank decisions that we've seen this past month and the associated commentary from Mr. Powell is that in the eyes of these central bankers who control the interest rates, inflation is still too high relative to the level they want to see it. And it's not fast, it's not falling fast enough to make them happy in our economy, particularly in the service sector. So as a result, these banks around the world are saying, and they're probably going to do it, going to keep raising interest rates. So the problem with the consensus view is that the effect of all the rate hikes that they've been doing have not really been felt yet in the economy. It takes time. And we're starting to see signs of the capitulation in the global fixed income markets this past week. We saw a sharp, what I call a bear flattening, that sent the U.S. 10-year treasuries compared to the 2-year spread below 100 basis points. That means the difference between the 2 and the 10 is over 100 basis points, with the front end of the curve being higher yielding. Now, in Europe, the German Bund, same thing, 10-2 spread. This fell to the lowest level I've seen since 1990. And in the UK, first time ever, the 10-2 literally collapsed to get to down 72 basis points. So the primary concern for markets right now is growth and recession, as it looks like this idea of higher rates for longer is going to be around. So that brings the next question. Are we going to have a soft landing or a hard landing? And so, as you know, that is an important question for the markets, because over the medium and longer term, if there's a soft landing, stocks are cheap, and 10% up from here is not out of the question. But if there's a hard landing, then it doesn't matter what the Fed does, because rate cuts will be too late, and you're looking at possibly a 20% decline on the S&P 500. So these are pretty high stakes, and so I use what I call the hard landing versus soft landing scoreboard. You know, we've been talking about this about once a month, so I thought I'd update you this month about where we are. And the point is to help recognize as early as possible which outcome is more likely, and then position your portfolio accordingly to hopefully protect some of that downside. So the things that we look at are the job ads, the ISM manufacturing index, service index, along with consumer spending, and business spending. And as you know, each week we look at the unemployment number. So to help determine if the scoreboard is pointing more towards a hard or a soft landing, I wanted to compare the most recent data to the readings a month ago, 3 months ago. And the reason for that is simple. Hard landings don't happen gradually. They happen suddenly. Soft landings happen gradually. So comparing activity to a year ago isn't helpful in determining if we're getting a hard landing. Activity can be down over a year ago, but those declines don't automatically mean there's a hard landing coming. On the other hand, if activity is off sharply from 3 months ago, that does say something has changed and the economy is losing momentum. In other words, we're probably looking at a hard landing. So considering the data, the conclusion of the scoreboard hasn't changed. So let's look at it. The ISM manufacturing showing a hard landing. Why? It's under 50. The service index still over 50, so soft landing. Jobs ads still around 248,000, soft landing. Retail sales still pretty strong, currently $598 billion compared to 3 months ago, it's $600 billion, so soft landing. The business spending, $73.6 billion, slowed down a little bit from 3 months ago, still a soft landing. And jobless claims, creeping up, I'll talk about that in a minute, but still showing a soft landing. So over all of those indexes, only one right now is showing a hard landing is coming. And so that doesn't necessarily mean there's a broad slowdown coming or it's imminent, because manufacturing is such a small part of the economy. So what signals a hard landing going forward? Well, if manufacturing decline more, if the service index drops below 50, if the job number starts to drop below 150,000. So I'm not saying that a hard landing won't happen, but so far it isn't happening yet. And this economy is clearly slowing down. But for now, growth is moderating. And so we're seeing a soft landing start to develop, which is great. And that's what the Fed's looking at. And that's why they keep talking about, well, we'll raise rates. Not going to really be a big deal. But the problem is it might be too late. So let's look at jobless claims this past week, because something's emerging there. So on Thursday, we had the jobless claims come out. It was 264,000 and the estimate was 261. But the four-week average, and this is what's starting to build up that I'm seeing here. It's like looking out in the ocean, looking for that wave, that big wave coming. You're going to jump and surf it. Here it comes. Let's look at it. The four-week moving average rose to 255,750. Now, what is that? Well, that's an uptrend in initial jobless claims. It's starting to happen, starting to move higher. And this is what's interesting. Historically, we have looked for a rise above 300,000 to indicate that there's weakness in the labor market. But every cycle is different. And this four-week moving average that we just mentioned is currently up, get this, 34% from 52 weeks ago. So to put this into context, the four-week average of initial claims had risen 19% from early 2006 to the Great Recession in 2008. At the same time, we looked at 2000, and that figure was up 40% from the lows before that recession hit in after the dot-com bubble bust. So bottom line right now is claims rate remain low historically, but when you look at it in terms of a context over 4 weeks, it's a pretty big number at 34%. And this shows that we could right be in the recession territory, if you will. So just be careful, because as you know, Warren Buffett says, when the ocean goes out, who's wearing the shorts, right? And that's what's going on here. Now, I'll just say this right now. In bonds right now, I'm seeing a pretty compelling opportunity. And this is starting to form to complement positioning in bonds. If you've done well in some of your tech stocks, if you have some appreciation in some of the indexes we talked about, like the S&P 500, maybe the NASDAQ, there's some pretty healthy returns there. This might be a good time for you to consider taking some profits off the table and starting to reposition in the fixed income world, because you're getting very strong rates, well over 5%, in some very compelling instruments. And as rates eventually will come down, you should get some appreciation in that. So keep this in mind right now, that the peak in treasury yields typically occur 1 to 2 months before the Fed peaks in interest rates. And I don't know exactly when that's going to happen. Nobody really does. But this could imply that peak yields are likely in the weeks ahead, if not right now. So I think this presents an opportunity for longer duration assets that you want to hold for a while. And you might want to look a little further out on the curve to capture those better yields and to get out of the risk that you may be in right now. Because when that Fed does pause and ultimately pivot, that will be a good opportunity for equities. And you don't want to miss that. All right. Now, coming up next, if you have a puppy or a kitten, what's the best policy for you? Find out when we come back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And I don't know about you, but I started looking into pet insurance and I found that it was pretty confusing. There's a lot of choices and options and certainly costs. Does it make sense? Well, if you're looking for alternative ways to pay for your pet's medical expenses, well, pet insurance could be the answer. But what do you need to know? So let's jump into this, because it is a deep conversation and there are many choices. I was surprised. It really is something. So what is pet insurance, and how do you protect your best friend, one of your most valuable assets, of course, part of your family? Well, pet insurance is marketed as health insurance. And it's a type of property and casualty insurance that covers your pet's medical expenses that are related to accidents or illness. And most companies primarily offer cat and dog insurance, but I did find some exotic pet insurance as well. Maybe you have a tiger. A significant difference between pet insurance coverage and your health insurance is that preventative pet care is sold separately. Moreover, nearly all pet insurance plans mandate that policyholders pay the full amount of the bill up front before receiving any reimbursement. Generally, there are no network restrictions with pet insurance, and coverage applies to any licensed vet or specialist nationwide. And I found some providers actually extend coverage internationally. So, what are the types of pet insurance that you need to look out for? Well, the first one, because again, they're going to sell this to you differently, and you need to figure out which one makes the most sense for you in terms of a type of policy. I'll get into the specifics in a minute. But as far as the type of policy, that really breaks down into two. You have an accident and illness policy, and this provides coverage for your pet's health needs, including diagnoses, surgery, hospitalization, treatment, medications, and this is for any accident, you know, like eating the stuffy chew toy, or illnesses that come up, right? Like a degenerative hip. Then they have what's called just accident-only policy. So maybe you do have a troublemaker who gets in trouble and just eats things, and then next thing you know, they're not able to go to the bathroom and they don't look so good. So that would be an accident-only policy, and that's certainly going to be sold separately. Now, you can also get riders on your policies, and these have all sorts of different things. For example, you could have a plan that offers reimbursement of up to $75 for just vaccines, or dental cleaning, or parasite screening. So again, all these certain choices come up, and depending on the area you live in, maybe some of these things like ticks are more common, as opposed to if you're just a city dweller, you never go to the woods, maybe you don't need that. How does pet insurance work? Well, pet insurance works much like other insurance policies. You pay a premium, usually monthly, and the insurance carrier agrees to pay you back after you've paid the bill if they get sick or injured or if there's an accident. Now, each year, you must pay for your pet's medical care until you reach a deductible. And once the deductible is paid for, then the insurance company will step in and start to reimburse you. And the reimbursement rates are all over the place as well. So we'll get into that as we get into each of these policies that I found. And then once a year, your policy comes up for renewal. So if you made a bunch of claims, maybe they'll drop you. All right. So I said at the top of the hour, what is the best insurance policy if you have a puppy or kitten? Now, I did some research. I found some articles out there. This one comes out of Kiplinger. There was an article talking about all the different carriers and what made sense. So I'm essentially regurgitating what I've read, sharing it with you. But if you have a puppy or kitten, they pick this company. Believe it or not, this is an insurance company. It's called Pumpkin Pet Insurance. Yes, true. And Pumpkin Pet Insurance was chosen for the puppy or kitten because it offered a lot for a pretty good price. And what does that mean? So it provided extensive insurance and preventative care options for younger animals as opposed to older ones. And so the pros were, first of all, there was a preventative care package. So if you believe in getting vaccines or screenings before something develops, well, Pumpkin's for you. There is no upper age limit. So that was interesting. Because some of these policies, if your pet's 9 years old, that's it. Sorry, you're uninsured. There's a short waiting period. In other words, the deductible period. It's only 14 days. And what I really liked about this is it included knee and hip dysplasia. Now, if you know if you've had a pet who had a knee or hip dysplasia, that comes out of nowhere. You're literally out for a walk, throwing the ball around. Next thing you know, your pet's limping, hopping on three legs and not using the back left leg. That happened to me. And next thing I know, I go down to the vet and, sorry, it's $8,600. I'm like, what? And I didn't have insurance, so you're paying for that. What was the downside of Pumpkin? No customizable reimbursement level, meaning there's no levels that you can negotiate. I'll talk about that in a second. There is no accident-only option, so you're all in on that one. And the preventative plan didn't reimburse you for a spay or neuter surgery or dental cleaning if that's something that's important to you. So again, if you have a young animal and you're looking for that, maybe one of the other companies might be better. But for affordability, Pumpkin was pretty good. And you can add on there that preventative care pack as a rider if you wanted to. And Pumpkin will refund the cost of up to 4 vaccines for your puppy. And they also have tests for parasites. So I like that. That was a pretty decent benefit when you look it all over. Now, how does this look? Well, you look at the annual payout limit. So first of all, look at the limit on the policy. How much will it pay if you get in trouble? I mentioned I had a pet who had an $8,600 bill. And as you know, if you have pets, these bills can get out of sight pretty quick. Now, you can get a cap or an annual payout limit of $10,000 with Pumpkin, $20,000, or what I found very interesting, I've never seen this before, unlimited. Unlimited. The reimbursement rate that they had was only one. It was 90%. So that wasn't as flexible as some of the others. And the deductibles that you can choose are $100, $250, $500, or $1,000. And that means you're going to have to come out of pocket for that amount first before they pay you back. And if you have multiple pets, they'll give you a 10% multi-pet discount if you sign up more than one. Now, what was the sample premium for a kitten? $35.62 a month. That's not bad. And for a puppy, $52.89 a month. But I did the math. You know, if you have one of those $8,600 bills hit you, say 4 or 5 or 6 years in, that's a good investment. It's a good return on that investment. And then you're protected and you don't have to worry about it. So have fun. Throw that ball. Okay. All right. Now, so if you're dreaming of retiring and you want a pet to be by your side and you don't want a vet bill to knock you out, what can you do? How can you get ready for that? Well, first and foremost, you can get a copy of my book. I'm going to go ahead and give you my book digitally right now, Protect Your Assets, if you give us a call. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. In this book, we have all sorts of chapters about bonds, about long-term care, Medicare, Social Security. Give us a call. Learn more about that subject if you're thinking about retiring. 866-PROTECT. Give us a call and speak to a member. My team, right now on a Saturday, we're here. Ready to help you, give us a call, 866-PROTECT. Now, coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say once you own a pet and you're facing a big-time bill, can you get pet insurance? You'll be surprised at the answer. You don't want to miss this one. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. That's me. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And people call me the Sandman because I help them sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. If you're like most of the folks that I work with, you have a friend sitting next to you. That could be a kitty or a dog or even a tiger. There are exotic animals out there, birds and lizards and all sorts of things, rabbits. But in any event, those pets cost money. And usually, you're just out having a walk, and next thing you know, you get this huge vet bill. And you wonder, gosh, is there any better way to pay for that? Is there any alternatives out there that could help me take care of that? So I dug into that recently, and I was surprised to see how many options there are. This is an industry that's grown tremendously. According to the American Kennel Association, this has become a major business. And there are a lot of big insurance companies getting involved in this. So which is right for you? At the surface, it seems like there's only a few options, but as you dig more into it, you'll see there's a lot of different companies and options and things to do. So this morning, I thought we'd cover it. Now, it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say, and I certainly thought this myself. They say that once you have a pet and they get sick or injured, you can't get insurance. Is that really true? No, it's not true. What? Seems counterintuitive, right? Well, the answer is it's not true. And there are several options that you have, but which is the best for what they call a pre-existing condition? Well, according to this article that I found in Kiplinger, talked about for 2023, some of the best insurance companies out there for your pet. And this one happens to be, get ready, AKC for the American Kennel Society. AKC Pet Insurance is a company that offers pre-existing insurance for your pet. Okay, well, let's get into this one. As a general rule, pet insurance doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, even if your pet is officially diagnosed months into your policy's coverage. But if the insurance carrier determines that your pet showed signs of illness, here's where we get into the legal discussion about this. It starts to get a little bit thick here. If the company determines before enrollment or during the waiting period, this is where the claim gets denied. But there's an exception, and this is where you can highlight this. So again, you should be writing some of this down. If you have a pre-existing condition, write down AKC Pet Insurance and go check it out. But there's an exception here to this rule, and it depends on whether the insurance carrier makes the distinction between curable and incurable pre-existing condition. Okay, so curable versus incurable. Now, as I dug into this further, it looked like most companies do make that distinction. So that's a good thing. The United States Fire Insurance Company, they're the underwriters behind ASPCA. We talked earlier about Pumpkin as a pet insurance policy. Now, they exclude chronic pre-existing conditions, but they will cover curable ones such as an ear infection or a dermatological, did I say that right? Condition, skin issue. The only requirement is that the pet remains symptom and treatment free for 6 months. On the other hand, companies like Trupanion and Healthy Paws make no such distinction. Any illness that can be traced back to when the pet wasn't insured gets excluded. So here are a few examples of curable versus incurable pre-existing conditions. This is where you might want to write this down if you're facing something like this or thinking about it, because maybe you buy a breed that is indisposed to these sorts of things. That's one thing you can do to prevent it from coming, at least know about it. And if you're already there, of course, you're not going to change your friend, but at least you know how to deal with it. Okay, so curable is respiratory infections, urinary tract infections, ear infections. Those are curable things. Bladder infections, vomiting unrelated to chronic illness, or diarrhea unrelated to the chronic illness. Incurable or chronic. These could be orthopedic illnesses, allergies, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, epilepsy. Those are all things that are incurable or also known as chronic. Now, here's why the article chose AKC Insurance as the best. So they called it the best pet insurance for pre-existing conditions. It's the only provider, the only insurance company out there that covers illnesses and injuries that happen before the policy effective date. So the pros of this policy, the things you want to think about on the positive side are They have accident-only plan option available. So again, that would be if your pet's out playing with you and they have an accident and now they're injured. You've got direct payments to the vet, which is great. Instead of you paying for it, they'll pay directly to the vet under some conditions. They offer supplements, again, that you can add depending on your pet's needs that you can determine, certainly from the breed. And if you breed pets, they offer coverage for accidents and things that could happen or illnesses during that. Now, what are the things against it? According to this article, coverage for congenital and hereditary conditions are extra, but you can still get them. They don't have dental coverage except a tooth extraction due to an injury. And here's the downside. Here's where this comes into play. If your pet is 9 years or older, they're not eligible for the accident and illness part of this policy. The American Kennel Club's pet insurance policy offers coverage for pre-existing conditions. This is really amazing. And to qualify for that, you must keep the policy active for a full year. Any pre-existing issue that was initially excluded, this is amazing, will be fully covered once you pass that waiting period and the policy renews. The policy covers diagnosis and treatment for eligible accidents and illnesses, including these services: labs, x-rays, ultrasound. You ever had your pet ultrasound? You know what that costs? What about an MRI or a CT scan? Yep, covered. And the big one, the surgery, the hospitalizations, covered. Physical and alternative therapy, medication, and this one. Oh, we had this, chemotherapy. The vet asked us, which chemotherapy would you like to do? They start reading off all the options. I said, I'm not a doctor. What do you recommend? Literally, we had that conversation, but it's covered. And then, of course, which I did not know you can do this in California, euthanasia. You know, if your pet is terminal and they're in pain, you can have a doctor come to your home and you can have a family ceremony and be part of that experience if that's something you want to do. It's available, and this insurance will cover that. You can also pay extra for preventative care, veterinary exam fees, behavioral therapy. I love that one. My dog's is going crazy. I want to get some therapy. Well, you can do that. This will cover that. Hereditary and congenital conditions, all covered. This is amazing. So some of the annual payout limits, as you get into the nitty gritty of this, you can cap it at $2,500, $5,000, $7,500, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. And get this, they have unlimited coverage. And then as far as reimbursement rates, very flexible, 70%, 80%, 90%. Now realize as you pick those, it's going to increase your premium depending on if you're going to get more money, right? But maybe you want to take that. That's up to you. The deductibles, $100, $250, $300, $400, $500, $600, $750, $1,000. One of the broadest I saw. Discounts, only 5% if you have multiple pets. But get this, a simple premium for cats, $17.68 a month. That's very affordable. And for your dog, $28.95 a month. Again, very affordable. So this stuff may make sense, particularly when you start to run the return on that investment if something happens. And I've had dogs my entire life, and something always happens. It just does. I don't think I remember one pet where we didn't have a situation. So I hope this was helpful to you today. Imagine what we can accomplish when we sit down with you and give you advice that's tailored to your life. You're unique. You have your own situation. And if you boil it down, our mission here at the Liberty Group is to help you protect your family, protect your money, protect your real estate and your lifestyle. So when one of these events come up, it doesn't ruin your retirement. Wouldn't it feel great to know that you can retire right now with consistent and stable income and do what you want to do without any of these worries in the back of your mind? Because we've been doing this for a long time. We have attorneys in-house, CPAs in-house, and certified financial planners in-house, where we all work together to develop what we feel is the best plan for you that works with you as you work your way through retirement. So how do you find out about this? How do you remove the gray area wondering if you can retire? Well, you can find out right now by getting a copy of my book if you call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, the number to call today to get a copy of my book digitally is 866-PROTECT. Again, 866-PROTECT. Give us a call and we'll be happy to send that to you. Now, keep it tuned right here because when we come back, if you have an exotic pet, like a tiger, can you get insurance? Well, I don't know if having one's legal, but there is insurance for this, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And for those of you who know me, I recently lost one of my best friends, Olivia. She'd been with us for about 12 years. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough when you lose a pet. Certainly, it's a part of your family. And, of course, you start thinking about getting another one, right? And should you buy pet insurance as part of that process? And most people think about it, well, you got to do it when the pet is fresh in your home or relatively thereafter, because once you go down the road, something happens, it's probably too late and you wonder, wow, should I have done that? Well, if you missed the last segment, we were talking about how it's not too late. There is options out there for you. And we happen to find one carrier that, according to this article, is the best if you're looking for that here in 2023. Do you have a tiger? Or maybe another exotic pet? I'm not kidding. Some people do. The question is, if you do, is there insurance, pet insurance, for your exotic animal? And I was surprised to find out that there is, according to this article that I found, the carrier Nationwide. It's a pretty big insurance company. Nationwide's in this game, and they were voted the best exotic insurance for your pet for several reasons. Let's get into them. One of them is they offer comprehensive insurance for various unconventional animals. Pet owners can relax knowing that up to 90% of expenses related to your pet are covered by a very good carrier like Nationwide. The good side of the policy is there's no per incident, annual, or lifetime cap, meaning unlimited. That's pretty good. Covers alternative therapies for your diagnosed conditions. You can have direct payments made to the veterinarian under some conditions. The downside about this type of policy, there is limited coverage for hip dysplasia. There's only a single policy offered, and there is no coverage for behavioral modification. In that case, that might, particularly for that type of animal, might be important, or prescription food. Nationwide is the only pet insurance company of its size that offers insurance for avian and exotic pets. The avian and exotic pet plan covers most birds, rabbits, reptiles, and mammals, including goats. And yes, those of you who have pot-bellied pigs, you're covered. So pet insurance costs, let's talk a little bit about that. How much does pet insurance cost? According to Rover, it's the Rover 2023 report, the cost of dog parenthood and cat parenthood annual premiums for dog insurance ranges from $360 to $720 a year, while cats range from $240 to $360. But do the math on that. You get one of those big bills. I mean, a hip dysplasia surgery is $8,600 here in the Bay Area. And you can have these costs vary depending on factors that you select, like the pet breed. Which breed do you go with? The size of your pet, the pet's age, the type of animal that you choose, where you live certainly drives costs, California being one of the highest, of course. And what sort of out of Pocket expenses, do you need to remember that could be additional cost? Well, the deductible, you can control that, like we've been talking about all morning. The copay, how much will you pay as part of that bill? And also the caps. Think about that if you don't have a lot of experience with that. We do, so we can talk to you about sort of the history and things that we've seen. But again, you don't want to buy too much insurance if you're not going to really use it all, because that's just going to end up costing you more money. So again, this is just designed to help bridge that gap if something were to happen to you. So think about that. This is a world, a lot of things happen out of nowhere. And right now you've got central banks around the world trying to figure out how to slow down inflation, and they're not having a lot of luck. So their only real ticket here is raising interest rates. And they keep saying they're going to stop, and they come back and raise them again. What's that going to do to the market? Unfortunately, it's a lagging effect. So we haven't really seen the effect of what they've done in historical terms recently. So if the market craters at some point here as a result of what they've been doing, would you have to go back to work? Well, with the stock market being at all-time highs right now, when will this happen? No one knows. Would you have room to cut expenses? If you have questions and they aren't getting answered, or you have that feeling, you know the one, well, you can remove that gray area right now, wondering how to make your money last in retirement when the paychecks stop, by taking action right now. Get a 15-minute complimentary checkup with a fiduciary by calling this number, 866-PROTECT. Remember, we do taxes. We do legal. We do financial under one roof. We work as a team. 866-PROTECT to find out what you don't know or what you're missing. Give us a call and get that unbiased second opinion right now. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to a very creative show this morning. Executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers doing the heavy lifting back there. Raph, Adrian, Phil, Nebelina. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.